For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are 2 days away from Nebraska's season finale against Iowa. 12:30 kick on Friday, Black Friday in Lincoln. We are joined now by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. The news of yesterday regarding Nebraska football is that Austin Allen is going to move on following this game. I don't think many are surprised about that, but do you believe he will be a guy that is drafted and a guy that is successful in the NFL, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get his opportunities. I'll be really curious now, like the Senior Bowls and those types of things, because you know, he is eligible for those games too, because he's a fifth-year player in college football. And basically, he played here 5 years, so you know, it's coming back for a 6th year. I'll be curious how many guys do that this next year across college football. I know it was a big thing this year, but what will that look like? And you know, I thought the game he played at Wisconsin really, really, you know, was kind of the big cherry on top he needed to kind of finish out this year.
Austin Allen going to the pros. We're talking to Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. Sean, he's 6'9", 255, obviously is a natural pass catcher. Why would – I mean, what would stop him from getting drafted? I mean, is there anything that would stop it?
You know, his overall – you don't see guys that tall at the tight end position in the NFL. I'll be curious what he measures in at legit, you know, like at his pro day you know, what or at the combine when they measure guys, like what he'll come in at. But he needs 13 more yards to break the all-time single season receiving yards record.
Right.
He's already got the receptions record. He's already got the game record. So he's done everything he can do at Nebraska, and there's been a lot of good tight ends that have played here.
Right. He's about to pass Junior Miller on the all-time yardage chart. I think this is probably a blocking conversation. You know, it's a line of scrimmage conversation with Austin Allen. Now, a question. What about Vokolek? What are you hearing about Travis Vokolek, the other tight end, Nebraska's other big-time tight end, who's not as nearly as productive, but is a different sort of tight end?
Yeah, I think that injury really slowed down his year. Right now, my read is he's going to come back, but we'll see what happens. How he wants to do that, when he wants to do that. Okay. But, yeah, my read is at this point, you know, I would think he comes back. We'll see where that goes.
Join me, Sean Callahan. Sean, Logan Smothers gets the start on Friday because Adrian's injured with the shoulder injury. I'm curious, there's nothing to lose in this game for Nebraska. You can't go to a bowl game, but it's also a first-time starter at quarterback. Do you see them being conservative for his sake, or do you see him being aggressive? Like what kind of game plan do you see for Nebraska with Smothers on Friday?
Yeah, I think you got to package things for him to his strength and what he can do. And yeah. You know, I think you're going to see them run him probably a lot in this game because that's his strength. I mean, I think you know he's fresh, he's healthy, and he's fast. And I think Nebraska's got to utilize that. Iowa hasn't seen a lot of mobile quarterbacks this year when you look at their schedule. I mean, they've played the Big Ten West and you know, they played Penn State and some other teams. So, like, they haven't seen a lot of true mobility. So I think Nebraska's got to utilize that and try to get him out and see what he can do with his legs.
And as far as Heinrich Harburg goes, Do you think we could see some of that? Would it be a package of plays they put in for him? What do you think that picture will look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of creativity. Heck, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw them both on the field at the same time. There's different ways to catch Iowa off balance. And I think that's the one advantage Nebraska has in this game. Iowa has not seen these guys really. I mean, obviously, we've seen Smothers to an extent this year, but they're going to build a game plan for them. And I think you can be a little bit different now when you tailor the game plan around Logan Smothers and see what he can do.
Sean, at what point will we know the future of Adrian Martinez at Nebraska?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a great question, Jake. You know, evidently, I believe his surgery on his shoulder is today, is my understanding. But that's a throwing shoulder. I mean, that's a six-month type deal. I mean, so what kind of marketable future does he have if he wants to leave Nebraska? I mean, that's my question. Yep. Like, you know, when you're going to be operating on your throwing shoulder and you're going to be out for probably 6 months, you know, I don't know exactly what your transfer options can look like if you can't take part in the spring. So a lot of thoughts have come to my mind, like, look, he could just redshirt next year and say, I'm going to sit out and come back and play as a 6-year. He's never redshirted, and this next year would be his fifth. He could just roll the dice and come back and, you know, see where he's at, or, you know, he could just retire. I mean, it's really intriguing to me what he's going to do, because this shoulder surgery is a major injury that I think changes the course of things for him.
Looking back at...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looking back at Wisconsin, what was your level of surprise? I almost hate to talk about it because Adrian was the man in that game. What was your level of surprise, Sean, as you were sitting there in the press box at Wisconsin, watching Nebraska's very aggressive approach, aggressive pass-heavy approach against the number one defense in the country?
Yeah, they hadn't seen any mobility at quarterback. Noah Vedral, and then they played Army, but Army doesn't throw it. So they had not seen anybody that can maybe move it out of the pocket. And that just gave Jim Leonard fits, because you can't really scheme what they were doing. And I thought the offensive line held up pretty well. Wisconsin brought blitz 22 of 36 plays on dropbacks.
Wow.
They didn't get to Martinez.
Wow.
It wasn't like they were bringing just four-man rushes. I mean, they were bringing the heat.
Whoa.
And that was allowing guys to get open.
Yeah. Downfield too sometimes.
I think it was also interesting, Sean, in that game how Nebraska, you know, the first game without Ryan Held, running backs coach, we're playing, you know, guys we haven't seen. We haven't seen Brody Belt much. You haven't seen Marvin Scott. I mean, were you surprised that those were the guys getting the carries and how they looked in that game?
Well, I mean, those were the only guys that could get the carries because Ramir was out and Jacquez was evidently suspended.
Suspended?
Well, in-house discipline, however you want to call it, Jacquez.
Okay.
I mean, he traveled, but, I mean, he didn't play. I mean, he was the number two guy earlier in the year. So, you know, clearly with some sort of in-house deal where he said, you're not going to play this week. I don't know what all went down. But I thought those three other backs, the way they played, I mean, they were motivating. I thought Marvin Scott ran the ball like a guy that was pretty upset. He hasn't gotten his chance.
I agree.
He ran hard. And, you know, I had a lot of people tell me this week, man, I was pretty surprised about Brody Belt. And, you know, he did his job, okay? Like, he didn't light up the scoreboard, but he got yards. He got 3-4 yards, and quite frankly, that's been more than what some of the other guys have been able to do at times.
Those guys ran hard, Sean. I know you got to get out. Do you expect a close game on Friday, close one?
Yeah, because it's Nebraska. I mean,
yeah.
It's been that way all year. And
dumb question. I mean,
I think Iowa's got the edge, but you know, we'll see how they play.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Sean. Short and sweet. Good job.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Yeah.
Dumb question. You expect a close game? Yeah.
It's fair to ask when you don't have your starting quarterback out there.
I suppose. Iowa, come on. Iowa doesn't really blow people out very often, right? They don't do a lot of that.
Unless they're playing Ohio State. You play them once a year, once every few years, they kill Ohio State. Remember that? When they beat Urban Meyer like 55-24?
Yeah.
It's kind of a joke, but
yeah.
They don't. No, they do not blow teams out.
Right. I mean, Alex Padilla isn't the kind of guy you expect to light you up, right?
You would hope not.
No, you don't expect that. They don't have that type of team right now. I'm a little worried about Goodson on the cutback backside. Nebraska's got to be ready on the backside. I mean, Goodson, see, I don't think – I really like Tyler Goodson is what I'm trying to say. I really like him.
Has he had a good year this year?
Well, that's public information.
You haven't heard his name like previous years. You know, that's all I'm saying is that offense has been pretty.
Here's some stats for you. Here's Tyler Goodson, 200, not bad, not great. 200, not bad. 215 carries for Tyler Goodson for 945. That's 86 per game, 6 TDs. That's 4.4 per carry. Not great.
You just haven't heard his name though much,
he's
right?
He's probably going to get 1,000, Jake.
Yeah, six touchdowns in the season.
Yeah. He's probably going to get 1,000. 4.4 carries, not great.
He just came off the game against Illinois having 27 carries for 132.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Ivory Kelly Martin is their backup. Ivory Kelly Martin isn't bad, but he's 44 carries for 190 yards. They got a guy named Gavin Williams who's carried it 30 times for 141. Tyler Goodson's the dude. Now, Tyler Goodson, he's not. Everybody's smaller than Braylon Allen. There's not many 6'2", 240-pound backs out there. Goodson's shifty, tough. He's shifty and tough. That's what I'm going to tell you. I don't know where he ranks on the list of running backs at Nebraska's face, probably fourth or fifth, but he's good. Goodson's a tough runner, tough kid, tough. I mean, he's definitely a concern. Probably my foremost concern, actually.
Well, that team is not very good offensively.
No.
I'd watch out for Keegan Johnson in this game.
Yep.
Personal for him, probably.
Yeah, Keegan Johnson, 16 catches this year. Cluster's son, Cluster Johnson.
He also was a vital part in their win against Minnesota. He broke a couple tackles behind the line of scrimmage and went for a touchdown in that game.
Keegan Johnson, 16 catches this year for 328. Yeah, as far as total offense goes for Iowa – they are 124th nationally.
Like
in total
I said,
offense.
They're not scary offensively.
No,
that's why
not.
You probably haven't heard the name Tyler Goodson this year because they haven't been very scary offensively. His stats aren't bad.
Yeah, 124th nationally in total offense. Hello, should be in this game. Should be close. Nebraska's banged up on defense. But you know what? Iowa's probably got some.
They have injuries as well.
Too,
they do. When we come back, we get to the mailbag and song of the day on Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.